We're in the middle of your desk, Panchin Hey, Pin Aven. We are up to Si'if Hey, Sim Hey and Vav. Hopefully, we don't have much time, but hopefully we get through Hey and Vav. Okay, this is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, on Dav Zayin Amud Beis. A person was Makadesh, a woman, with Shirai, with the silk garments. So this machlekes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, you have to have it evaluated to see what it's worth. Rabba Amar lo tzrichi shuma, Rabbi Yosef Amar tzrichi shuma. Rabba says it does not need to be evaluated, Rabbi Yosef says it does. The Gemara tries to figure out what exactly are they arguing about. Says the Gemara, ki pligi de Amar chamshin v'shobu chamshin. So they're arguing if you say it's worth 50 zuz, and it is in fact worth 50 zuz. Rabbi says that's good enough. Rabbi Yosef says no, it needs to be evaluated. You need to, I guess, prove that it's worth 50 zuz so that she knows exactly what she's really getting when she accepts it in order to be, as kesef kiddushin. Then at Daf Ches, the Gemara tries to bring, Rav Yosef tries to support his opinion that it needs to be evaluated. And he brings a braisa regarding pidyon aven. Egel zeh the pidyon b'ni, tal zeh the pidyon b'ni, lo omar klum. It's not good enough. But if he says, Egel zeh b'chamesh sla'im, the pidyon b'ni, then it works. You have to say that this is worth 5 sla'im, and I am poding my son with it. And if he doesn't say that it's worth 5 sla'im, which is meaning that's like having it evaluated. I'm telling you, I know it's worth 5 sla'im. So if he doesn't say that, it's not good. So it sounds like it needs to be evaluated. So Gemara says, no, really, it's not worth 5 sla'im in this case. But the Kohen accepts it as if it's worth 5 sla'im. But it's not really worth 5 sla'im. And if the Kohen accepts it, as if it was as 5 sla'im. And then the Gemara kind of proves it. Ki hadar Rav Kahana shakil sudra b'pidyon aben. Rav Kahana took this beged for pidyon aben, and he said, "L'didi chazidi chamesh sla'im." To me, this is worth 5 sla'im. Amar Rav Ashi lo amar ela kagon Rav Kahana. The Gavarabu mivad. That's only Rav Kahana. In the olden day, the sudar was really like a hat. In the olden days, only the rabbi wore a hat. Only the Talmud Chacham. Regular people didn't wear hats. So Rav Ashi says, for Rav Kahana, a hat is worth 5 sla'im because he's a Talmud Chacham and he needs to wear a hat. But the person who doesn't wear a hat and doesn't need to wear a hat, to him, it's not worth 5 sla'im. Fine. Now, the Rambam, so there's a Ram. The Ram says, the Ran says that the only time that a Kohen can say that this is worth 5 sla'im to him is if it sometimes might be worth to him 5 sla'im. I think that's what he says. And you can't stop say something that it's not worth 5 sla'im. To me, it's worth 5 sla'im. That's not what the Gemara is saying, says the Ran. The Ran says, sometimes for me it's worth 5 sla'im. I mean, right now it might not be, but it's theoretically possible at one point in my life it's worth 5 sla'im. Something like that. Now, when the Rambam brings it down, and the Torah brings it down, he doesn't say any of that. He just says, as long as the Kohen says it's worth 5 sla'im, that's good enough. And the Ram is very bothered by the Rambam. How could the Rambam say such a thing? Now, the poskim are all bothered by the Rambam, and they all try to give answers to explain the Rambam. So one of the answers that's given by the Shulchan Aruch is that if this object, they want to say, even though the Rambam doesn't say this at all, the Rambam just says you can accept it like 5 sla'im. It doesn't make any conditions. But the Shulchan Aruch finds that unacceptable. So both in the Kesef Mishnah, which is this commentary on the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef, where he comments on the Torah, who's quoting the Rambam, he says it can't be that the Rambam means that it's totally not worth 5 sla'im, and you can just say, to me it's worth 5 sla'im. That's not what it means. So whereas the Ran answered by saying, at some point it might be worth, you know, at one point in my life, at some point it might be worth 5 slugs. The Rambam says, as long as it's worth 5 slugs to somebody, somewhere, that's good enough. That's good enough. Meaning, is it really worth 5 slugs? No. But it's worth 5 slugs to someone somewhere, so that I can already say, for me it's worth 5 slugs. That's how they understand the Rambam. Even though the Rambam doesn't say it. So let's see the Shekhanah. So Yushinhei Sifhei. Nasalo Kli She'ino Shavet Bashuk Chamisha Slug. He gives him a kli that in the fair market value, the book value, in the marketplace, it is not worth 5 slugs. V'kibu ha-kohen b'chamisha slon. And the kohen accepts it as 5 slon. Hare b'no padui. His son is redeemed. V'hu. Provided that she yish b'chamisha slon l'shumadam. As long as it is in fact worth 5 slon to somebody. Look at the beragola. Beragola ois ches. Came Pirush of Beis Yosef Divrei Rama. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rama. Mashikasav Shebashukin Shavakoka. So when the Rama says it's not with 5 slugs in the Shuk, he means in the Shuk, to the masses, it's not with 5 slugs. But to individuals, it is worth 5 slugs. Again, I'm reading the Beragola, Oiskas, Mashikasav Shebashukin Shavakoka, Avalishar Abnei Adam Shav. But for the other people that it's worth. That sounds like it's worth 5 slime in the Shulchan. He writes the Shum Adam. Here, the way the Baron Gola formulates the Shar B'nai Adam. Sounds like not in the Shum, but everywhere else. That's a very big difference between saying there's one person in the world somewhere that it's worth 5 slime and saying it's not the what it goes for in the Shum, but everywhere else that's what it goes for. Okay? Mishikei Pirish Mashmasa Gemarisha Ba'uvda Durav Kahana. When Rav Kahana took it, the Didi Chazi the Chamei Shloim, Amar Rav Ashi, the Amar like the Rav Kahana.
Either way, you say it's got to be close.
What did you say?
Either way, it's got
to
be close.
You say it has to be worth something near.
Close to five.
Close. Okay, look at, if you look, there's a law, the Shach does not like the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of the Rambam. He says that's not what the Rambam says. The Shach in Sukkot Ben Hay. This is a very long Taz, also Sukkot Ben Hay. He says the same thing. But we have an abridged version called the Ber Heitev. Look at the Ber Heitev. Oh, he's Dalit. Ber Heitev, oh, he's Dalit. Be'daz ha-Taz va-Shach, mashma, shafil, eino shavu l'shum adam. Even if it's not worth 5 slugs to anybody, it's good. Since the Kohen explicitly accepts it as if it's worth 5 slugs, that's good enough. And that's a simple reading of the Rambam. The simple reading of the Rambam, that's what the Rambam seems to say. Everybody else is using the thumbs and trying to reinterpret the Rambam. The Shach in the end wants to say, first he says what the Shulchan Aruch says is dochuk. That's a very difficult pshat in the Rambam. And then he says, the Bach gives an answer, and he's very difficult. And Rav Meir Yerushalmi gives an answer, and he's very difficult. And he wants to say the Rambam holds like the Bach. But it's... Then he tries to... He has a different gear set in the Gemara, and the Bach is not readily accessible. So you have to really sit and figure out exactly how he's understanding the Gemara, which I didn't spend enough time on to actually do that.
Just saying that because he
schlepped
all the way here, so he might as well take what he can get.
I don't know. Okay, so bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be worth 5 slugs to someone. But it's funny because when I brought up the topic in my shiur in the morning in yeshiva about when you do bid an event, you don't have to give the actual money, you can give something worth money. And they were like, oh, we're worked up about it. Like, well, your jacket to you is worth 5 slugs, but it's not worth 5 slugs to anybody else, type of thing. And I found it very interesting. I didn't realize that that's a sugya. That's, in fact, a big part of the sugya here. I mean, they were ignoring that there is a fair market, a book value. You want to sell a car and a bike car, there is a book value. A person can decide he wants he wants to spend more, and he can decide he wants to, he's not willing to sell it, but there is an official, you know, market value. I don't know if there's an official market value on a used jacket, but, you know, I guess on some level there would, everything, whenever you, when you damage something, the rule of damage is I don't have to buy you a new one, I have to pay you for what I damage. If I damage a jacket that's 3 years old, you've been wearing every day, that jacket is not cost the same $100 that it costs you to buy or will cost you to buy right now. I didn't damage a brand new jacket that you just took off the hanger at the store for $100. A damaged jacket you've been wearing for 3 years, maybe it's worth $20. So that's what the bezdin would have to do. The guy takes you to court, and the bezdin would have to figure out how much is a jacket, a used 3-year-old jacket worth. So we do have such a, you know, a concept for evaluation. Okay, look at Sivva. Nasa lo kli b'pinyan b'no stam. He gives a kli for the pinyan event. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, this is for five, this is five slayim worth. Imu shava chamisha slayim. If it's in fact worth five slayim, af mi shelo shamu oto. Batzchila b'no padu. If it's worth five slayim, afterwards you take it to someone to evaluate, this is worth five slayim. If it's worth it, it's a good pinyan event. If it's not worth it, it's not a good pinyan event. But it doesn't have to come, you don't have to, before the pinyan event, have it evaluated. Agav, in Enoshav, that ain't been upholded. If it's not with five slime, then his son is not redeemed. He needs to give the value of five slime. If a Kohen wrote to Lafzik, the Kli, Enoshav, Lafzir, Lov, Liashma, Adathamisha Slime. Now, the Kohen does not have to give it back. They evaluate it. This object's only worth three slime. It's only worth three, so do we say the Kohen has to give it back? No, the Kohen, he can give it back. Because the guy's not Yotze. But he can say, okay, I want this object, but it's only worth three slime. And now, in order to properly to fulfill the mitzvah of the event, you have to give me something else that's worth two slime. He doesn't have to give it all at once. And that's spelled out very clearly in Siv Zayin, which is a brisa over there in Bukhara's Daf Nanav. Nasan Chamisha Slayim, if he gets five slime, afilu asar kohanim, he doesn't even have to give it to one Kohen. He can give it to 10 Kohanim. Whether he does it at one time or he does one after the other, but no padu. That's a good opinion of Ben. And the Pesach Tshuva Oysuli has a whole discussion, is that the Chatchila, or is it only B'diyavet? It sounds like it's only B'diyavet, but from the Braisa, it sounds like it would work even the Chatchila, which would solve a problem that I had 26 years ago. 26 years ago, I was zocha to be poda my son, and I had a choice. I had an uncle who's a Kohen. My wife has an uncle who's a Kohen, and there was a very holy rabbi in YU named Rabbi Yitzhak Kohen, who was a Kohen, and he was like the Kohen for Pinyan Event. And I really wanted to use Rabbi Yitzhak Kohen, and I went to ask Rabbi Willi Geshayla. He told me I should use Rabbi Kohen. Don't use the uncles, use Rabbi Kohen. But according to this, you can use all three.
Split up.
He split it up, and you'll be Yotze. I don't know if that would make everybody happy or everybody unhappy. Okay, so that is your edition. Hey, Siv, Hey, Vav, and Zion.
I'm so nice.